Welcome to the Swiss Info Podcast, a roundup of the biggest stories from this week in Switzerland, plus the business and cultural highlights.
Welcome to our podcast for February the 1st. I'm Julia Slater. There was bad news for people with money this week.
Shocked.
It was just stupid and just needing for money.
But some good news on the medical front. Later we'll step back and hear a positive American view on US-Swiss relations. And we have a special treat to end. Dieter Meier, one of the godfathers of techno, talks about his music, his philosophy, and his wine. Blurry X-rays could soon be a thing of the past. Swiss researchers have developed a technique which not only produces much sharper images, but which also shows up such things as cracks and porosity. It's not only useful for medical diagnosis, but could show up faults in metal components and improve such things as airport scanners. A new initiative to promote research using nanotechnology and monitoring devices was launched this week under the name NanoTerra. Nanotechnology works with matter on the scale of a few atoms. Boy Faltings of the Artificial Intelligence Laboratory at Lausanne's Federal Institute of Technology outlined one project.
We're going to be constructing with nanotechnology large numbers of very small devices, and since they're very small, there will be many of them and they will be generating very much data.
There could be, good news for couples where one partner is HIV positive and who want to have children. According to a study released in Switzerland this week, HIV patients who take effective retroviral drugs do not pass on the virus through unprotected sex. However, the report raised eyebrows among other AIDS experts who disputed its findings. Some even called it dangerous and misleading.
Shocked. Yeah, UBS. I thought always it's a very good bank. And now I am shocked.
UBS was going to US and making fast business with millions of dollars, with millions of people to give them credits without some safety. And it was just stupid and just needing for money.
It's a lot of money, I think. When you lost $5 billion, it's quite a lot.
Some of the customers of Switzerland's biggest bank, UBS, which announced a further write-off of billions of dollars this week after getting involved in the US subprime crisis. Its shares fell, as did those of Switzerland's second bank, Credit Suisse. There was some good news for Swiss bank customers, however. It's going to be much easier and cheaper to transfer money to other European countries after the launch of a new electronic transfer system. But the banks are grumbling at the high cost of converting to the system, and on top of that, they will lose hundreds of millions of francs in fees. But the alternative would be to lose customers to foreign banks. Those UBS bank customers may have been highly critical about the way a Swiss business got its fingers burnt in the US, but that's not the only way of looking at Swiss-US economic relations. One of the participants in this year's annual meeting of the World Economic Forum in Davos was Rob Portman, former US budget director, who incidentally has Swiss roots himself. 2 years ago, as US trade representative, he tried to hammer out a free trade agreement between the US and Switzerland with then-Swiss economics minister Joseph Deiss.
I wanted a free trade agreement with Switzerland. It didn't work out because we have some differences on agriculture. But we do have an incredibly strong relationship, actually more trade between Switzerland and the United States now than ever before, more investment in both countries. Swiss people employ 500,000 Americans, a 500,000 Americans, through their investments. So the economic relationship is very strong. It won't change. Second, although we had differences on Iraq, very clear differences, still you provide our contact with Iran, you provide our contact for Cuba. We have a very close relationship behind closed doors on international diplomacy because the Swiss can get entry into places we can't go. So we have a very strong relationship there. And third is the Swiss people and the American people are very much alike, hardworking, entrepreneurial. Values are important. Some say the Swiss are even more conservative than we are on some values. There's a lot of reason that we should continue to figure out ways to be partners.
That was Rob Portman. The There were also plenty of stories which weren't quite so serious. This year's Nobel Peace Prize could be a first if two Swiss parliamentarians have their way. They've proposed not a person, not an organisation, but a language. Esperanto. They think it qualifies because it was invented to help people all over the world communicate in peace and friendship. The Swiss tourism organisation has just announced the winner of its competition for the country's best-looking ski instructor. The online competition attracted over 400,000 votes, nearly half of them from Switzerland. The winner was a certain Andreas Belzer. Since we can't show you a picture of him on a podcast, you'll have to go to Adelboden in the Bernese Oberland to see if you agree. Not as good looking probably, but certainly striking. This week saw the start of the carnival season in the Roman Catholic areas of Switzerland. Figures in exotic costumes or grotesque masks are roaming the streets and parading on floats, playing music and throwing oranges and sweets to the crowds. And now it's time for our special interview. Dieter Meier is well known as one half of the highly successful Swiss electronic music group Yellow, the godfathers of techno. But Meier is also an artist, author, filmmaker, entrepreneur, and most recently, an organic farmer and winemaker on his ranch in Argentina. Isabel Leibold-Johnson went to meet him in Zurich.
Yellow, instantly recognisable. This hit song, Oh Yeah, from 1985, has been used in Hollywood films and adverts. The group, made up of Dieter Meier, also instantly recognisable with his trademark moustache and cravat on vocals, and Boris Blank doing the music, has sold 14 million records worldwide and is still together after 29 years. In his Zurich office, Meier told me how sampling helped the two then amateur musicians to success.
We did this before this was digitally possible. We just recorded a sound like throwing a snowball against a piece of wood. And this then on a tape became a loop and was our bass line. It was basically two boys playing with sounds, and this made a difference to anything else, and later we were considered the godfathers of techno, but really we were two dilettantes who had to find their own ways.
The Race, another one of Yellow's hits from the late 1980s. And Meier might also seem to be a man in a hurry. He has many facets to his career, most recently the challenge of being an organic farmer in Argentina.
To create a soil that has the right balance to get good results takes a lot of nerves. You know, at the beginning, you almost die in weeds. The first years were really very difficult. Not in wine. In Mendoza, it's very easy to produce organic wine. Grapes that are not confronted with chemicals give you a richer fruit, give you a more complex aroma.
Meier also runs a software company in California, is currently working on his second book, and has a film in post-production.
My philosophy of life really is to learn something every day and to not see what looks like a failure as something that you feel ashamed of. So this is one essence of what I'm trying to do. And the other one is that you're in dialogue with people, but the real dialogue with people. You try to find out where you have things in common and what you can do together.
And of course, Yellow continues with a new double CD coming out soon.
Thank you for listening to the Swiss Info podcast. More details on some of the stories you've just heard and more can be found on our website, www.swissinfo.ch. And that's also where you can give us your opinion on this podcast or on anything else on the site. Do tune in again to our podcast next week. I'm Julia Slater.